Gemara and Dafayin Beis Amid Aleph. Let's make a little bit of Akdoma to the Sugya. The Mishnah Dafayin Amid Beis was Mavur that Shara Nisko, Mechantis Amisis, Shinisarif, if Roiv Kachim, even though Roiv is Kachim, that a Kosher, and not Shara Nisko and Chantis Amisis, Afilu Hachi, the din is everything becomes Aser. As the Gemara asks on this two Shilas. And daf ayin beis amel aleph, the Gemara asks when he battle beroiv. The Gemara asks, there's a klal or bittel beroiv. It's when you have a shor haniskol and roiv is not. As why don't you say the shor haniskol is bittel beroiv? And the Gemara is miyashiv that it's choshev. What's the chshivis? As there's two mahalchim in the Gemara. One mahalch in the Gemara is darker limonis. That's the Gemara ayin beis amel aleph. It says it's only one man diyomar v'chule. The Gemara 9 Gimel Amid Aleph winds up lemaskana that even according to the Manda Yama that it's not enough darker limon is still it's a Baal Chai and a Baal Chai is choshev and it's not bottle. As the Gemara on Dafayin Gimel Amid Aleph on the bottom of the Amis is v'nich b'shinu v'naydi v'neima kol de parish. Frag the Gemara again, you should go basarayv. As I in the sheet and I in Gimel Amid Aleph that is, that the Gemara already asked you should go basa raif. And the Gemara says it's a davar choshev and it's ain't no batel b'raif. As how could the Gemara again ask that you should say that you should go basa raif? As the Kovitz Yurim and Baba Basa Ois Kuf Chav Sayin wants to be boy from here, a big yisoid. That there's two dinim in Raiv. There's one din in Bittel B'Raiv, and there's one din in Zilbasa Raiv. As the Gemara 9 Beis Amid Aleph is like the words are Bittel B'Raiv, and the Gemara 9 Gimel Amid Aleph is asking another kasha from an under din Raiv, from Zilbasa Raiv. What's the chilik? As the din of Bittel B'Raiv is when it's Nisarif two things together, and it becomes Kilo 1 Meichel. As then the din of bittel b'roiv is the miut is ma'avid shmoi mishum shenitfal la'roiv. The miut loses its shame because it's bottled to the roiv. As over here there's a svara that if it's choshev, it's not tuffled to the roiv and it's ain't a bottle. As together din of bittel b'roiv is that the miut loses its shame. As if it's choshev, it doesn't lose its shame. Mashenkin the din of zilbas arrive. Is we're dining on one chaticha, what is it? And not on the whole taruvas together. Like the Gemara's over there, you should make one behema come out of the taruvas. Is now we're not dining on the whole taruvas. We're dining on the chaticha, the shard that came out of the taruvas. As then we say zilbas arrive. Zilbas arrive is when we're dining on one thing. Where did it come from? Did it come from the roiv? Did it come from the miyit? As the din of zilbasa roiv says that it came from the roiv. As the fize, the gemara is very good. The gemara na'im beis amir aleph is asking when all the behemoths are together, why don't we say bittel b'roiv? And the gemara na'im gimel amir aleph is asking when it's parish and now we're dining just on one shor, as then we should say zilbasa roiv. That's the way Rabbi Chanan learns. And Rabbi Chanan, al Pize, and the Brisker Rav, says similar, on Dafayin Gimel, they want to be Mazbil, a Yisoid, that we find that there's a difference in Bittel Beroi between Lach B'Lach, V'Yavish B'Yavish. They want a masber al pize that by lach balach it's mamish bittel b'roiv and yavish b'yavish is zilbas arayv. Rather, each one is talking about a different chilik between lach balach or yavish b'yavish, a different din that there's an afkamina between them, but they both say the same yisoid that they want to be masber the chilik between the chilukim that we find between lach balach and yavish b'yavish al pize. As Kaidim Kol, let's see the Nafkamina, the Kovitz Shiurim. Rabbi Chanan brings the Shitas HaRashba in Teres Abayis, a famous Shitas HaRashba that holds that you're not allowed to eat all the Chatichas Yachat. I know if you have three Dover Yavishes, that you're not sure what's what. One of them is Aser, as there's two of Heter and one of Iser. As the Halacha is, you're not allowed to eat all three of them together. befrek the prima godim by a double lach. We hold like the man the Amar and Daf Pei Yeshbila. The Hainu, the Pirish of Yeshbila, means that by a double lach, whenever you have two things that are misariv, is every time you take out a little bit of water or a little bit of the liquid, we should say, as you know for sure that you have the Dover Isu that was Nisariv in it too. By a Dover Yavesh, when you have three Chatichas, as when you take one Chaticha, as it's not Muchach that you're taking a Chaticha Shalisar, because it's only one out of the three. But by a Dover Lach, which is Nisariv together, as the Gemara over there says, is a Mandiyamba, which we hold like a Vyesh Bila, that every time you take a davar lach out, I know there was something which was aser, which was, let's say, dam, that fell into yayin. As every time you take a spoonful of the liquid out, as you take a spoonful of the wine, you know in that wine is dam, because we hold yesh pila, the davar lach is always nisariv, and there's always a little bit of dam in every piece of wine. That's the mandiyam of yesh pila. As if we hold Yeshbila, according to the Rashba, how could you ever drink it? Because we know that you're Zicha drinking Issa. And the Rashba says the whole Heta by Yavish is because you, when you eat one, you tell her that it's not the Issa. But by a Davalach, you can't be toilet. As what's the Chilek? As Zokra B'chonon, the Chilek is the Pishleima by a Davalach, where it's Misariv Yachad. As then the Rashba holds, that then you say bittul barayv, being that it's misariv, totally together, as over there you could say bittul barayv, you could say that the heter, the issa is nisapich laheter. Masha'en kein by yadavi yavish biyavish, as we always dan each one of them separately, because they're not mixed up together. Even though we don't know what's what, but we see each one standing clearly separately. As then the Rashba said, over there is not shaykh the din of bittul b'rayv. You only have the din of zilbas arayv. As if you only have the din of zilbas arayv, you can't eat three, because then there's no rov to be matarit. So that's the hevdel that Reb Elchanan wants to be masbil, the chilek between lach and lach and yavish be yavish, that by lach be lach, yeah, bittul and yavish be yavish, not lefi the Rashba. The Brisk Rav is masbil toisis and dafayin gimel al pi the svara. The toisis over there wants to say that where Reb Yehuda sava min b'mino is loy batal is rak b'dava lach shemisarev, v'loy b'dava yavish. There's a mechichet from the Gemara there, and that's why toisis brings it. Hezber agrees, what's the Hezber, what's the chilek between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? So the Brisk Rav, because lach b'lach, which is misarev yachad, over there it's midin bittul b'rayv. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'minoy, there's no bittul b'rayv. Like the Ran in the Dorm, Daf Nun Beis says, the side of bittul is because heter is opposite to iser, as therefore the heter is mevatel to iser. It's the hepech. Mashenki, when it's min b'minoi, that they're both shavas, then it's not shayach bittul. That's only when you're handling something midin bittul b'roi, but by a dove yavish, which is loy misariv, and loy nasa la'echad, as over there, that is not mishum bittul, it's mishum zilbas arayv. As over there, there's no nafkemina if it's min b'minoi not, because you're being matem midin zilbas arayv. As does the Mahalich of Rabbi Chanan in our Gemara, and Rabbi Chanan the Brisk Rav in the cloud, the chilek between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. However, there's a big, big shaila on the Chiddush. They're learning there's two dinim arayv, there's a din of Zilbas arayv, and there's a din of Bittul b'rayv. Rashi in our Gemara in Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi says, where do you know the din of Bittul b'rayv? As Rashi brings down over here in Divri Amasul, Parchinon v'nebatol berubo, and the Gemara asks the Shaila bittul b'rayv, Rashi says, because it says, Achri Rabim v'hatas. And that's what Rashi says in Kama Mekoymes in Shas. in Beyadav Gimel Amid Beis, in Gittin Nun Dalet Amid Beis, in Bamitziah Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, in Chula and Dav Sadik Ches Amid Beis, and not only Rashi, Chin Kosev Taisis later on, and Ayin Tes Amid Aleph, the Russian Chulin in Perig Zayin, Simin Lamid Aleph, Sim and Lamid Zayin. Be'emes, there are more Rishainim too. Kitzer, Rashi, Taisis, the Rosh, the other Rishonim, also the Rash, but the Ran, many other Rishonim say the Makor of Bittul Beroiv is the Pasuk of Achri Ravim Lahatis. In the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Yer Aleph, the Gemara asks Roiv Minalan, how do you know the din of Zilbasa Roiv? And the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Achri Ravim Lahatis. As Frexach Da Grace Shaila, if you're going to learn that it's two different dinim, as how could you learn out two dinim from the same pasuk? Either it's telling me Zilbas arrive or it's telling me Bittul arrive. How could you learn out both dinim? In Pashtus, the pasuk is going by Dayanim. As by Dayanim, Pashtus is only Zilbas arrive. There's no Bittul arrive. So where do you learn out from here? A din of Bittul arrive. As there's a Shaila B'doimelezeh in the Prima Gadim in Psicha, in Hilchas Taruvas Perek Aleph, and Imre Bina and Yerideya Simin Kuf Dalid, they ask a very famous question on the Rush. The Rush in Chulin and Daf Kuf, he says a big chiddush, that you're allowed to eat all three chatichas. When you have two of Heta, one of Issa, you can eat all three at the same time. Because the Gedder of Bittul Beroi Viz, the Issa is Nishabach Leheta, Mutal Lechol Kulam. Fregin Zay, how could you learn it out of the Pasuk of Achri Rabim Lahatis? Over there you just see your Azal Bas arrive. You don't see the din of Bittul Barayv. Amish Doimet to the question we're asking on Rabbi Chanan and the Koyvich Yom, where do you see two dinim? As they ask it, Mikoyach that the Rosh says is an Afkamina. You could eat all three. Where do you see both dinim? To answer this question, there's a big Yisoid from the Maram Shik in Yerideya Simin Kuf Chav Tes, Chodushi Arim in Yerideya Simin Tes, and the Grach Alashas of Chaim Briskin and Baba Kamad of Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that they all say one vote to answer these Shailas. They say that by Dayonim you need both Dinim. You need the Din of Zilbas arrive and the Din of Bittul arrive, as in Melo you could learn out both Dinim. Where do you see the din of Zilbas arrive? As let's say you have a bezin of three, two say one way and one says the other way. Mehechetesi that the emes is like the two, maybe the emes is like the one. Is that you need the din of Zilbas arrive? That's mistaver that the roiv would be machavin to the emes. It's okay, as we know the emes is with the roiv, but now there's a din. The psak has to come from a bezin. As that the mechadish, that the only time it's called that the bezdin paskins, if the whole bezdin paskins, but if there's a miyit that holds not that way, as then it's not called the bezdin's paskining. As lamasho, in a bezdin of gimel, chav gimel, you need a bezdin of gimel to paskin, a bezdin of chav gimel. As I say, when there's only roiv, you don't have the psak from the whole bezdin. Because that's what you need the din of Bittul B'Roiv, that it's Nechshev K'moy, the whole Bezin was Poisek HaRoiv. We are the Makairis that you need the Psak of the whole Bezin. As Imam Shik and the Grach, they bring in the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Mem, that if one Dayan says that he's Einu Yodea, as you have to bring another Dayan. As they yes, if it's enough that Roiv Paskin, as when one says, any day, what do you care? You have a roif anyway. That's what you have to bring another dayan for. As you see that the psak has to come from all of them together. But when one says, any day, he's kilu misalik himself from the din. He's not nimne in the as the dayanim. The Chdushi Harim rather brings two other rayas. He brings a raya from Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, that if tov bezdin b'shikol adas, as Bezdin is Sarach L'Shalim. And the Gemara over there is Mavur, that if two of them paskin, he's Mechuyiv to pay one knot, and they made a mistake, as the two pay two Shlish of the Mammon. Frekter, if the Psak was from the two of them because they were the roiv, and not from the three of them, is why do they only pay shtei shlish of the mammon? They should have to pay the whole amount of money because the psak came from the two of them only. Zok tachdush harim muchach, the psak comes from all three of them together as the only chayv in shtei shlish of the mammon. Another raya the chdush harim brings, because everyone signs on the shtar on the bezdin. When bezdin puts out a maisa bezdin, as then all of the dayanim have to sign. He says, if it's not kilu, all of them paskin, why are all of them signing on the psak? As the mechir from all these things, that vice the chois, that there's, you need the whole bezdin. As therefore, there's two dinim by bitul b'roiv. As a kum de chois, that betzim the raid, or the koivich yurim in the griz, is muvusas al teres rabam, Reb Chaim alein. That was miyasid that this svei dinim. Reb Chaim was miyashiv atosis and baba kama al pizah. Now, agam the etzim chiddush that they're saying that the psak is nechshon mikol abezdin yesh lahem rayis, but to say that it's mishum the din of bitul b'roiv, thus is a chiddush. Every dayin is oimid l'chud. Befrat, that the same way the Rosh says the Issa is nishapich leheter, is the dayin is nishapich ki'ilu he paskin the other way. Yeah, it's a massive chiddush. Void, it's very sosim in the Rishonim, because it comes out that when the Gemara brings the word of Zilbas Arayv, brings the pasuk, it means one thing. And when the Rishonim bring the pasuk of Zilbas Arayv, Klapi Bitul Arayv, they macham into a different chelik, a different nakuda in the din of Dayanim. Kum Techais, the Gemara and the Rishonim bring the same pasuk, and the Rishonim are bringing from a different din by Dayanim, and the Rishonim don't even point it out. As Behelem, the Mahalich of what we'll call them the Bezdin HaGodol, the Ramshik, the Rim and the Chdush Erim and the Grach, which are three Chashuva Talmid Echam and Mamish, and Bezdin HaGodol, as Behelem, the Mahalich of this Bezdin, Nira, that the Mashmois of the Rishonim is like the Mahalich of the Mishnah Serbaran, that Vais Techois, the Din of Bitul Beroiv, Vais Techois and the Rishonim, that they bring the Makor of Bitul Beroiv from the Pasuk of Achiram Lahatis, where you learn how Zilbas Arayim. Vais Techois, the Din of Bitul Beroiv is Muvusas on the Din of Zilbas Arayim. Bizman, no, the Chilik is how the Roiv works. Bizman, when there's a Taroiv is, as then the din of Zilbas Arayv paskins, the akol is mutter. Masha'en gain, when you're dining on one, as then the din of Arayv paskins, to on that chaticha lechod. And the hesber is, if you're dining on one chaticha separate from the taruvis, as then you could dine separately on each chaticha, and you could say Zilbas Arayv, your toilet came from the Arayv. Masha'en came when you're dining on the whole taruvis together, as im came, the only thing Rav could do is be kaveya what the shame of the taruvis is. You can't dan on a chelik of the taruvis b'fnei atzmai, hare the safik is chal biyachad on the whole taruvis together. As over here, in order for the Rav to paskin, the Rav has to paskin on the whole taruvis biyachad. As lefiza, what the Rosh is saying is the Isis Nisabich Leheter is a Pal Yitzah from the din that the Torah says that you go bas a Rav. Over here, the Rav has to be Mahapachit. In the Rosh, he doesn't say that this din of Isis Nisabich Leheter has a new Gzeris Akosiv, a new Knech, a new Makar from the Pasik. It's Mashmah, it's Nomad from the same din. As Lefi Zeh, to be Maisif, the Koivich Yurim Boid, that it's Svei Dinim, because the Gemara Nayim Bezi is Bittel, and then the Gemara Nayim Gimel is Zil. As it's Muchach, that it's Shtei Dinim. Have we already asked? L'chor, the Rishonim say it's the same Makar, Mashmah, it's the same Din. as you could argue on Rabbi Chanan's raya, that you don't have a raya from the Gemara that it's Svei Dinim Raiv, that the Raiv works differently. Now, all you see in the Gemara is in the Pratim of how the Raiv Paskin, there's a chilek between them, even though they're the same din of Raiv. But you don't see it's Mamish Svei Dinim Raiv. And what's the Hezbah, the Chilek? The way we're learning is Dach Apira Baran is Dach Zeh Gishmak. Bittel B'Roiv is we're dining on the Taruvis Yachad. As then it's Moel the Svar of Chashivis that you can't be Kaveh Hashem on the Taruvis Kafi the Roiv because the Mir is Chashiv also. As the Svar of Chashivis is Mahani Klapi Bittel B'Roiv because it's Batel the Chashivis in the Mir. As if it's Chashiv, it's not Batel. Mashenken in the Gemara in Ein Gimel, the Gemara in Ein Gimel is going when you take out one shar from the Taruvis, as then you could dan on one bazunde, as then you could be mate with Zilbasar Raiv, as who cares if the Mir is Choshev, I'm anyway being mate with Zilbasar Raiv, I don't need Bittel B'Raiv. Bemis, if you look at the Lashon of the Shita on Ein Gimel Amir Aleph, when he says the Teretz, it's very meduyik that he doesn't mean like Rabbi Chanan. According to Rabbi Chanan, the Ikar Teretz is over there is one din raiv and over here is another din raiv. That's not the lashon of the shita. The lashon of the shita is ayin beis amir aleph. We're dining on a kol biyachad. Mashenkan ayin gimel amir aleph. We're dining on one shah that came out. Mamish meduyik, like the way we're learning up the chilek and not like the hezber of Rabbi Chanan. As we saw, the grace of Yisoid, of Rabbi Chanan, the Biskirov, the Svei Dinei Roiv, and Rabbi Chanan Boyde from the Gemara over there, said twice, L'achayi and Mifrat, the Diak from the Shita, Diyar Nadvarim, that there's no Hechuch to Rabbi Chanan from the Gemara, because you could be Miyashiv, even though it's one Din Roiv, but it has different Pratim. As a Mela, there's different Gdarim, different Pratim in the way the Roiv Paskins, and Mela makes a difference if a Dava Choshev is, you could say Roiv or not. Now let's go to learn the Sugya and Ayin Beis itself. The Gemara asks on the Mishnah that why isn't it Batel B'Roiv? As the Gemara answers, because it's a Dava Choshev, and a Dava Choshev is ain't a Batel B'Roiv. The Gemara then dance to explain why it's a Dava Choshev. So what's the aside of Dava Choshev is not Batel B'Roiv? He saw because the reason why the Mir is Batel is because it's Nitfal to the Raiv, it's Batel Shmai. That's only when the Mir is not Choshev, when the Mir is Choshev, it's not Nitfal to the Raiv, it's not Batel the Shmai. As the Gemara over here brings Kamoi Fanim Shul Shivis, that a Goyim that it's not Batel, brings the Mishnah Arla Perigimel Mishnah Vav, where Shitas of Meir is that a dava which is darkoi limkor b'minyan, as mishum chshivusa, it's loy batel b'roiv. Kach is mefurish in the Gemara that says the reason why it's not batel is because it's choshev. The Gemara says there's a chilek. The Gemara says that in Shitas of Meir there's an achlekes of Yechanan and Resh Lakish. What's the klal of derech limkor b'minyan? Rish Lakish holds it's enough kol shedarkoi limnes, and if Yechanan holds you need eshedarkoi limnes. As the Gemara says, a shar is kol shedarkoi limnes. According to Rish Lakish, it's a davish of a minion. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not eshedarkoi limnes. As what's the chilek between kol shedarkoi or eshedarkoi? As Rashi is masber over here that, according to Rish Lakish, if there's a lot of people that sell a b'minyan, that's enough to be kaveya that it's choshev, even though some people don't. Rabbi Yechanan holds eshedarkoi limnais. He needs that you only sell a b'minyan. It's so choshev, everyone sells a b'minyan. So machloikis is what the level of chshivis you need for it to be called darkoi b'minyan. As that's in Shitas of Meir. The Chacham and the Mishnah are La Cholik Al Klal Zeh, and they hold that what it's Nimkar B'Minyan is not enough Chshivis. Rakshi Yesh Dvarim Latana Kama,
a Sheva l'Rabbi Kiva that are Einoi Batal.
That the Gemara brings that Gozi Perach, Rimani Badan, Chavis Tumis, Chilfei Tardan, Vikilchei Kruvid, the last Yavonis. Dainu, these are miyuchadika things that are miyuchad b'minam. As these six things or seven are not batal b'roiv. As what's the reason why they're not batal b'roiv? As there's a Rashi in Beya, and the Gimel Amid Beis that says, Mishum Sheheim Choshev Mo'oid. The pshat in the Chachamim is they also hold that a davar choshev is not batal. Just the question is, what's the level of chshivas? According to Remeya, the level of chshivas is something which you're minor. According to the Chachamim, you need a higher level of chshivas to say it's not batal. And that's what these shisha dvarim are. As why are these much more choshev? What's more choshev about them? As Rashi says, Mishum Shem Gedolim, Rashi over here, V'dmeyem Yikarim, they're very expensive, V'chshuvim B'minam. Dainu, these things are like the spitz of their min, the goyze perach, das is a miyuchadike egoiz, a rimoine badon, das is a rimoine chilufei tar, v'chule, each one is the miyuchad shebeminoi, which is dom of Yikarim, as that's the spitz chshivis, as that's not bottles. Kum techois, that Betzem, everyone holds the Yisoid is a davar choshev is not batal. The machlokes is, what level of choshivis do you have to make that it's not batal? Oh. As the Gemara asks, that he nichalaman the yam davar sheminyan, ashar is a davar sheminyan. If you're like Rish Lakish, as what are you going to say? The Gemara is masik, that the reason why the shor is not batal, because it's a bal chayim. As in the Gemara over here, you see there's another darga of chshivis that's not batal, because it's a bal chayim. V'yesh lan, all these things that are batal are not batal because they're choshev, as the pre chodesh in Yerideya Simin Kuf, Sifkot and Gimel brings down a shayla, is this a din daraisa, or is it a din darabanan? Yesh l'stapik, he brings the kanmoinim, the achroinim, they done in this. And the time is, he has the mufurishi gemara, the gemara in Gittin and Dalet Amid Beis, that a mavur, that what the chachamim hold in the Mishnah, that shisha dvarim kshuvim loy batal, is rak bidrabanon, bidmiraisa, it's batal, ken is mufurish in the gemara. As madach the shisha dvarim of the chacham, which are the spitz chivis, as kol shkein adavah shebeminyan, also according to Rameh, is only not midrabanon. And he brings the chen kos of a Rambam, in Macholos Esuris Perek Tazayin Halacha Tes, when he brings down this din that adavah choshev is not batal, the Rambam says this is a din derabanon. And he brings Chenis Mefurish in Taisis Lekaman Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. If you look in Taisis Daf later on, Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Divrei HaMasul Elo, it's grada and not so posh at the Taisis. In Taisis there's a Habamina, the Balchayim are Eina Batal Midaraisa. Nahinu, this Chshivas of Balchay is Eina Batal Midaraisa. At the end, Tosis says that no, it's ain't a batal midrabanan, and he brings a raya, and he says who adin shishadvarim also a batal midraisa. As the pashis of lashon Tosis l'chayr is mashma that maskana sat Tosis is all davar choshev is midrabanan. Ba'ayin the gilyan hashas. On the Taisus over there, on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Divrei HaMasul Ela, that the Gilyan Hashas is Mitzayin, that there's two other Taisim that are Mavur, that are Dava Choshev, is Eino Batal Midaraisa. In Taisus in Bamitziya, Davav Amid Beis, Taisus is Mavur, over there the Nidin was, there was a Meiser Behema that was Potter that jumped in to a group of Maisa Behemoth that are Chayiv. As Taisus says, you should say Bittul Berayiv. He said, if you're going to say Mishum Adavah Sheb Minyan, it's not Batal, But he says Davar Shebiminyan is only midrabanan. Over here we're dining Luchumra, you can't use it derabanan. Of a frektosis Berya. Berya is ain't a bottle midaraisa. As Mavur in Taisis, the Tchshivis of Berya's ain't a bottle midaraisa. As Mavur in Taisis, the Tchshivis of Berya, which is ain't a bottle midaraisa. They look at Rabbi Kivega's Mitzayin. Bez Hashem in the Hemshach of the Shia, we hope to come back and show that maybe Berya is different than everything else. But Rabbi Kivega Pashas is assuming that Berya is midin Tchshivis, can cause of Kamarishainim. As a Melo, you see in Taisis, there's a Chshivas of Berya, which is Eina Bato Midaraisa. And Rabbi Kivega is Mitzayin, too. Loi Rabbi Kivega Mitzayin, too, a Taisis of Milo Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that is over there by Moyes, that is Nisarev with Hegdish. You should say Bito Baroiv, and Taisis says, Amad Beis is Eina Bato Midaraisa. You see in two Taisin there's a musig of a double choshev, which is Einu Bato Midaraisa. And the Maimer musig of the Gilyan Hashas is only in the eyes of Ahada Gemaras. They bring a Ksav Yad. The old Gemaras, there's no Gilyan Hashas on the side. They didn't have it. Minishvi of a Brinkrabi Kivega, two Taisin. Luchayre, das is Sais of the Gemara, Re, the Pri Chodesh. Brings a Gemara on Gittin and Dalet Amid Beis that says that the din of Davar Choshev is only Batal Midrabanan. It's not Batal of a Midaraisa, it's Batal. L'chayra Tzarech L'yashiv, that Hray, we already saw in Rashi and Bab Mitzia that this Dargaz of Chshivas, that's good for the Machlokes, the Hacham and Rameya, what level of Chshivas? As maybe you could say, according to Taisis, that Taisis also holds this dargis of Chshivas. As a mele, Taisis was dining efshe the Chshivas of Matpeya, of Berya, thus is Kolka Choshev, that thus is Alumei, but that even Midaraisa is not Bottom. Because that's much more Choshev. As a Fize, even in Taisis, Hayin Gimel Amid Beis, when Taisis was dining by a Balchai, because Taisis told that, wow, Bal Chai, das is a Zei Choshev. As a Mela, Taisis didn't bring a Rayef, yes, from the Gemara and Gittin on Dalet Amid Beis, because that's going by Shisha Dvarim, but Bal Chai is Anandera Majeka. Mais, at the end, Taisis is Masik, that Bal Chai is only Midrabanan. Levina Shvi, Lefi, what we see in Rashi and Beya, that there's Majegas and Chshivas, it's a Pesach, to be Miyashiv the Taisis, why Taisis holds it's different from the Gemara and Gittin. As on this Gemara, the Gemara asks for the battle beroiv, as there's two big Taisim, the Taisis asks, has two Shailas on the Gemara, that the Gemara Lechaira could have said two Terutzim. As let's turn the second Taisis on the Amid and see what Taisis asks. Taisis Divya Masal Elo. Taisis, how could you say that it's not battle beroiv? Ayitzachaticha Ruyelis Kavid. As in order to understand the Gemara, let's just be Maktim. In the Mishnah Chulin, on Sadik Vav Amid Beis, it says, the Chaticha Shel Nevela is not Batal Beroiv. And the Gemara in Chulin, Sadik Tes Amid Beis, asks that why aren't these things in the Mishnah Batal Beroiv? Very similar to the Gemara over here, that he asks over here, why it's not Batal Beroiv. As over there, the Gemara answers with the Yesoid, and of Kuf, the Gemara says this Yesoid, that it's a chaticha ruyalis kavid, and a chaticha ruyalis kavid is ain't a bottle because it's choshev. The hang of something which is a zachaticha when you have orchim that a choshev, you bring it out to them to be machch, to be machabed them, as that shows it's choshev, as it's not bottle. As mavur in the Gemara over there, another klal of davar choshev. As Frektasis over here in Divya Masul Ella, a Sharan Iskol is a Shar. It has many Chatichas of Basar in it that you could be Machabed Yorchim. As Madach, in one Chaticha of Nevela, the Gemara over there says that it's Roy Liskabed Ba'orchim and it's not Batal Beroy because it's Chashiv. As when you have a whole Shar that has many Chatichas in it, for sure it's roi l'skavet ba'orchem. That's why isn't it batal? That's why didn't the Gemara over here answer? That's the reason why it's not batal. Astasis answers that over here we're not asking from the shir of Saranisko. We're asking from the shir of Chatas Amesis. And one of the Mesis is oif. And oif is ain't a roi l'chavet. Fractisis, the Mishnah says zvochim, shenis arif, and only a behemoth nikra zevach. As it says, the Mishnah says kol zvochim. Mashma, we're talking even on a oif. Yeah, that's a taisa. That's the dude. Be miyashu the shaylo kum tochais. The Gemara over here is not asking from shar b'chlal. It's asking from chatas and beisays. Even though it says zvochim, it's asking from the kol. As they learn taisis. In Rashi, Divrei HaMaskil Kol Shadarkoi is Mufurish, not like Taisis. Because Rashi explains the Shaila of the Gemara is on a Behema. The Shaila is, how is Rashi going to answer the Shaila of Taisis? As in the Ra'ah, in the Ritva, in the Ran and Chulin, and Daf Kuf, the Mordechai in Beya in Perik Aleph Simin Tov Resh Mem Vov Hashem the Rabbeinu Tam, they all buy aside from this Gemara. They buy from this Gemara that in order to be a Chdicha Ruya L'Skabed, it's not enough that you could prepare it afterwards, that it should be ready to be Mechaved the Archim. It has to be right now. It's ready to be mechabed the Orchim. Meaning it's a piece in front of us right now that you could give to the Orchim. As a shar which is chai, you can't serve to Orchim. It's not, it's nothing. It's not nishchad. It's not kult. It's a segolnish. It's not roi. As each one boys different klalim, how to say it. But the klal is echad, that something which needs a tikkun is not called a chaticha ruya l'iskavid. Oh. As the Mordechai says, l'mashal, if you have a tanagol benoitza that's still in its feathers, or a keves ba'oirai, even though it's dead, it's einu nechshav ruya l'iskavid. Because just like over here, it's missing shchita, and it's missing taking off the skin. As anything that's missing taking off the skin, even though it's dead, as it still needs tikkun, that's not called roi l'skavet. The Ra'ah and the Ran say even a much bigger chiddush than the Mordechai. Even when it's dead. Even when you took off the skin. But let's say you have a massive piece that you would never serve to the Archim because it's so big. It's also not called chaticha roi l'skavet, even though you could cut it. It has to be already pre-cut to the size that you would serve it to the Yorchim. As all the Rishayim are saying, a klal, that chaticha roi l'skavid means it's roi in the matzav that it's in now, l'skavid. A shor chai is not roi l'skavid. As what pshat in Tosis that's choylik, as the Russian chulin and daf kuf in simon lamed vov, he brings these other shitas, and he's doicha them. He brings Artosis, and he says Artosis is muchach that it's choylik. And he's masbir, what does Tosis hold? That roi lechavid is not a tam bifnei atzmo yishena bato. It's not a vart, that anything that's roi lechavid now, the roi lekivud makes it's not bato. It just shows that it's a chosh of a piece of basar. Azak the Rosh, if it's just a raya that it's a chosh of a piece of basar, as who cares if it's roi achshav? As long as eventually it could be used for this purpose, that would be enough to make it that it's choshev. And he brings a raya that dover shadarkoi limnais and the shisha dvarim that amishum chshivis loy batol. You don't need it to be roi la'achol lechol achshav. It's even by a davar chai that wasn't cooked. As hu adin bezeh. As b'da shari rishonim, you have to say that they hold that there's a chilek in the chshivas of the Shisha Dvarim, and Davar Roy Limnais from a Davar Roy Liskabid. Over there where the Chshivas is because of the minion or because of the object, the Chshivas is Mitzad the Etzim Chefsa, because it's a Davar Yakar, Davar Miyuchid. As then it doesn't make a difference if it's Roy Lechol, if you need a tikkun or not, it's Be'etzim Achoshev Azach. Mashenkin over here, the chshivas is a different kind of chshivas. The chshivas is because you could use it lechabed ba'orchim. As then, only when it's roi lechabed ba'orchim, then it has a din that it's choshev. As does get up, so you say this the gemach leikis. What's the gedev chticha roi leskabed? Is it enough that it's roi leskabed, even though now it's not mamish roi, but it's a zazach that you could use? And the other Rishonim all know it has to be Roy now, it's not Chosa Tikkun. That's one Shailev Taisus on the Sugya. In the first Taisus on the Amid Ayin Bez Amid Aleph, Taisus is another Shailev, Vilabata Viruba, that for Taisus, a whole Shar is a barrier, it's a complete Shar. As the Alochi is a barrier, is not Bottle. Like he brings some Gemara in Chulin Kuf Beis, as what was the Gemara Shaila that Ashar Nisqa should be about to arrive? It's a barrier. As Taisus answers with a klal, that it's only called a barrier is when the Torah acid it, it acid it, Ben Godel, Ben Cotton. But as that's, let's say, by the Torah acid oif, as it's mashma, Ben Godel, Ben Cotton. But by Shar Aniskel, the Torah didn't ask a Shar, the Torah asked a Basar. As you don't see the Torah asked it in its barrier form. Meaning when the Torah said the Lashon of Oif, as you see the Torah asked it as an Oif. You could say the Issa was on a barrier. Masha'en came over here, the Torah just asked a Basar. That's the way the Rush in Chulin, Perek Zayin, Simen Lamed Gimel, is Masbe the Taisus, a little bit more by Rikhus. The Nusach of Taisus, that it's Tali, in whether the Torah acid it, and the Mashmais of the Torah when it's acid is asking it if it's Shalim, Bain if it's big, Bain if it's small. You see a big Chiddush in Taisus. As in the other Rishainim, in Chulin, is Mashma, the Ran is Mashma that way. That the reason why a berry is not bottle is because a berry is a davar choshev. As a davar choshev is not bottle. Derech the Gemara over here that a davar choshev is not bottle. Aber Taisus over here, it's the same Taisus in Kulan Dav Samed Vov, is mevur a different reason why a berry is not bottle. He says the klal is because the Torah acid it, bain if it's gadol, bain if it's cotton. Is even Pachas Mikazayis, the Torah acid it lehedya. As you could say, maybe Taisus means, in the fact that the Torah acid it lehedya, even when it's cotton, as that gives it a chshivas. The lashon of Taisus just doesn't sound that way. It sounds like that's together with Neatzmai. Aye, what could be the hesber? As l'chori the hesber is ba'oifin zeh. What's the gedel bittul b'roiv? The gedel bittul b'roiv is because the mir is with a roiv, it loses its chshivas. Once it loses its chshivas, it's not aser anymore. As you could say, that's only by Issa Rogil that the Torah aser b'kezayis. As you need a choshev Issa for it to be aser. As luyetz with a roiv, it loses its chshivas as its mutter. Masha'en came by a barrier that the Torah is asra gam b'pachas mikashir. As you see, even when it's not choshev, even if it's a mashu, afilu achi the Torah asid it. As what do you care if there's a rive against it? It's not choshev, but the Torah asid afilu a mashu, even when it's not choshev. Grad Taisus does use the word that a barrier is choshev and it's not batal. However, that's only when Taisus brings the Gemara in Makis. And the Gemara in Makis says that Beri is Tali on Brias Neshama, that there has a Neshama. As over there, Tosis says, because Birius Neshama is Chshiva. And Tosis, but it's Mavur Klar and Tosis, that's an Andra Din Berya, an Andra Svara in Berya. Meaning the Svara of Berya, that Tosis is in the beginning of Tosis, it's Tali if the Torah asks it or not. Then Tosis says it shouldn't make a difference if it's a Neshama or not. But that which the Gemara Makis says Berya is Tali in Neshama, that's because it's going that it's a chshivos. It's meduyik in Taisis that only by Bryas Neshama he says choshev. Before he didn't say choshev. Why? Because it's an andred din. Lefi zeh, we'd be able to be miyashiv the shayla that we saw in the beginning of the shir. Rabbi Kivega is mitzayin to Taisis and bar metziah davava mebeis. The Tesis is Mavur, that which a Dovash of a minion is Einu Batal, is Midarabanan. But a Beria is Einu Batal Midaraisa. As originally we said, you have to say the Chshivas of Beria is a much higher level, as that makes that it's not Batal Midaraisa, a Chiddush. Ablafio Tesis over here, you'd be able to say a much more Gishmak of Pshat in Tesis in Babmitsia. You'd be able to say that if it's Mishum Shivis, as then we say it's Batul Beroy Midarais, it's only a Svara Midarabanan. Masha'en Kim Beri is a Naya Svara, it's not Mishum Shivis, it's because the Torah said even a Mashu. As I bazei, then it's a Svara Daraisa. Be'emes, the din of Beria, the mucker of the Svara of Beri is a mucker Midaraisa. Because you see, the Torah said even Pachas Mikashir. As it the etzim svara of the mile of Beri is a mile of deraisa. Hashem came by other chshivas, you don't have a pasuk in the Torah. Ablafiza is doch gewaldig, the mile of deraisa is an under a mile. As therefore, Tosis holds, it's not, it's ain't a bottom of deraisa.